produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
A Better Broken radio broadcast. I am your host, Angie West. One of my favorite verses is Psalms 34:18, which says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." Often I'm asked the question, does God really care about my trials and brokenness in life? Does He really feel that my broken pieces are a big deal to Him? Well, the answer that I always say is yes. He really loves you and cares about every broken piece that you have in your lives. He longs for us to go to Him in prayer and in reading our Bible, to depend on Him and to trust in Him in every need of our lives. If you've never fully put your trust in Christ, I want to tell you today how you can do so. On this show, I want to continue to build up, to encourage you, and to share more testimonials like mine in order to give further help in your lives. Even if you've made mistakes in your lives, everyone needs to know that you are still loved by God. You need to know that everyone does make wrong choices in their lives. Everyone does make mistakes in their lives. You're not alone in this battle. No matter what path you've chosen for your life, you can be forgiven. You can still be used by God. As always, I will continue to share with you how you can move past the brokenness in your life and how you too can become a better broken. Let's review some of the things that we've talked about. introduction, I talked about how you're not too young or old to experience brokenness. It is what we do with those trials or broken parts of our lives that will make us or break us. Also, God does not give us burdens. He allows for Satan to have his way in giving these burdens in order to test us, try us, to mold us, and to keep or help daily renew our brokenness by learning to have more faith and hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then in chapter 1, which was entitled In the Beginning There Was Brokenness, I talked about how it all began in the creation and the fall of man back in Genesis chapters 2 through 3, where Satan tempted Eve. But worse than the temptation itself, she gave in to the very thing that she was tempted of, and she knew for the first time ever that she was a sinner. And then how Satan tempted Eve, when Satan tempted Eve, not long after that, Adam followed into the temptation himself and made his choice to sin. We have the freedom to choose to sin or not to sin. And if you haven't asked for the Lord's forgiveness for your sin in your life, if you haven't fully given these your sins in your life to God, if you haven't given your life to Christ, your sins will eventually destroy who you are as a person. And they'll just eat at you and eat at you as you go on in life. Chapter 2, I talked about broken curiosity that leads to broken choices. We all struggle with saying no. I've learned the true meaning of saying no in my life. And something that I've learned, that one sin always leads to another sin. Usually, when you're tempted and you are tempted and you keep thinking of those temptations, usually you will do the sin eventually if you keep thriving on the temptations. And when you start sinning, if you don't get it right with the Lord, that sin eventually becomes bigger and stronger, or it'll lead to another sin in your life. And then chapter 3, I talked about buried brokenness. I gave you some things to remember if you are faced with or have experienced any type of abuse in your life. Sometimes these type of broken pieces are hard to pick up, but these are things that we have to give to the Lord in order to move on in our lives. When you feel like your life has fallen apart and that you can't forgive someone for the things that they've done for you, to you, just know that God can help you forgive. God can help you to take those pieces of your life, to bury them, and to move on. And then in chapter 4, talked about covering up brokenness with sin. It's not the temptation that becomes sin. It's the decision that you choose to partake in the temptation that actually becomes the sin. So the more we thrive on the temptation, like I said a minute ago, the weaker we become, and then we actually will commit the sin. But if we walk away from the temptations, then we are blessed for our endurance to leave and that temptation, and then to cling to the Lord Jesus Christ to help us in these times. Chapter 5, Continuing in Brokenness, I gave and talked about the definition of a Pharisee, which is a self-righteous or hypocritical person. We all can be this way if we're not careful as Christians. When we rely on our own strength and wisdom, we will fail every time. But if we rely on the Holy Spirit to guide us, and we set our affection on things above, as it says in Colossians 3, we have the power that the Holy Spirit can give us to break free from any chains of sin that is in our lives. Then in chapter 6, repetition is the key to brokenness. I talked about how he that covereth sins shall not prosper, as it says in Proverbs 28. This verse plainly states that we'll not get anywhere in this life if we do not acknowledge the mistakes, and we try to cover up all the mistakes that we make in our lives and running from those mistakes. If we don't acknowledge those things, we'll either keep repeating the same sin or mistakes over and over and over, or we could even be drawn into something deeper. Another type of sin that's even deeper than what you're caught up with right now. So always remember to fear the Lord. Know that He sees and knows everything that we do. Then in chapter 7, unrepentant brokenness, I stated that unrepentant means showing no regret of one's wrongdoings. Sin is like a disease, and without making this sin right, it's going to eat at your heart and soul until it is eventually exposed or confessed. Nothing can be hidden from God, as I said a minute ago. And then the next step we should do after realizing that we have sinned is to repent. Only the Lord can completely wash away all of our sin. Our moms and dads cannot do it. Our grandparents cannot do it. Your pastor cannot wash away your sins. Baptism cannot wash away your sins. It's just water. But the Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus Christ, can completely wash away all of those sins if you repent. And then also remember that you do reap what you sow in life. So be careful with what you do in your life. Chapter 8 was broken and shattered dreams. An unrepentant heart often leads to continual rebellion. If you don't repent of your sin, you will continually rebel against the Lord and His commands for you. Rebelling against the plan of God means that you're no longer following God's plan for your life. Over and over, sometimes we rebel in our lives, and over we keep rebelling, and God is at our door, Jesus is at our door knocking, and we keep rebelling and running from Him. But that's not what the Lord wants. The Lord wants for us to repent of those sins in our life, to think on Him and His Word, to pray, and to depend on Him to get us through these broken and shattered dreams in our lives. Chapters 9, A Broken Life with a Second Chance, I spoke of the book of Exodus and how it tells the history of Israel and how the Israelites suffered through some very hard times. But a lot of time, it was due to their own wrongdoings. It was due to decisions that they had made that was not the Lord's will for them. Then I talked about how the Lord forgave them and gave them a second chance, and how the Lord graciously will give you a second chance, and you can be saved and live for Him when you make mistakes in your life. I personally had to realize that even with all the sin that I have committed, even still today, in my past, the sins that I committed, that God still loves me no matter what I do. God wants me to serve Him and put Him first in my life. And this may be hard at times, and it's maybe hard to look at your past at times, but realize that it's from time to time good to remember our past, just to meditate on what the Lord has brought you back from, not to think about the past in a way that you long for the past again, but in a way that you can remember that the Lord has brought you from all of those things. And I also know that too much lingering in the past can bring you down emotionally. So don't think too long on your past, because you don't want it to bring you down emotionally. You want to give it to the Lord and let Him take care of your need. And then I gave ways that you should start doing or continue doing whether you've messed up or not in your life. The first thing was we all need to obey the Lord. Second thing, read our Bibles and pray daily. Third thing was to serve the Lord to the best of your ability. And then the fourth thing was to ask for forgiveness when you do fall into sin's trap. Even after you're saved, you're going to fall into sin's trap, and you just ask for God's forgiveness. Number two, you should get rid of any idols, worldly idols, that keep you from serving the Lord. I myself have those struggles as well. And then the last thing is to make a commitment to stay pure from this point on in your life. Something that I've had on my mind for quite some time was, once you do something, say something, or you make lifelong decisions, remember that you can never go back and change or fix those things. Someone who has made mistakes can never take those mistakes away, but it is also our duty as Christians not to hold someone's past against them. If they've done wrong in their lives, or maybe someone was just released from prison because they were caught with drugs or whatever, holding that against that person will only damage the person more. If we say we're Christians and we judge a person for what they do wrong, then that can be very damaging to that person themselves. So remember this whenever you come across someone in this situation. And then today, our topic will be from Chapter 10, Brokenness Restored by Salvation. In Exodus 34, Moses met with God, and the Bible says in verses 29 through 30, "And it came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come nigh to him." After Moses met with God, the people immediately knew that he was in the presence of God. The last thing that I want for you to remember as we close up this part of the program is that when you are truly born again, people will notice a difference in your life. People will notice a change in your life. If your life was not changed by whatever it was that you trusted in according to His Word, then you've never been truly saved. If your life, if you live now the same way that you did when you first became into the age of realization that there is a God, and your life's not been changed, then you need to think about some things as I talk about this. I will admit that it may take some time, and you can and still will struggle with sin and temptations at times, and maybe increasingly. But hopefully, if you've given those things to the Lord, if you're saved, then the Holy Spirit can help you to get rid of that sin in your life. We're not saved by works, but our faith is put in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are born again when we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we depend on Him to help us in the works part. Depend on Him to help us to be the light that will shine brighter, because He has made you a new creature, as it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new." So, a few months after I was married to my husband, in March the 2nd of 1998, I came to the realization that I was not truly saved. I have a history of making professions many of times in my life, but I didn't just get it. I never had a change in my heart. So after hearing a powerful and convicting sermon from a dear preacher friend of ours, whom we grew to love very much, he's now in heaven with the Lord, Brother R.C. Perkins, I became under heavy conviction when he preached this sermon. And I thought that I was saved, but something was tugging at my heart. It was actually God knocking at my heart's door, and I could not forget it. So I went home, and I did not go before the altar that night after the service. I should have, but I had to search and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to guide me in this area, because I thought that I was saved. So I talked to my husband about it, and I called my mother on the phone. And I was convinced at that time that I was lost, and that without a shadow of a doubt, I would have gone to hell if I wouldn't have taken care of my salvation. So I can now say, at that moment, when my first thought of salvation came, and I trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ, I can now say that without a shadow of a doubt, I am a born-again Christian. And that is when I personally allowed for the Holy Spirit to take over completely in my life and to work things out in my life. I'm still not perfect. I'll never be perfect here on earth. No one will, but my goal in life is to help other people who have gone through different types of brokenness in their lives, that I can help them to know and understand that it doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter what mistakes that you've made in your life. God can take your broken pieces and He can use your broken pieces for His honor and His glory. You can still be used by God. Please allow for my testimony to give you new hope. You can still serve the Lord and you can start a fresh new life daily, as it says in Luke 9 verse 23. And He said unto them, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow him. Daily we should call on the Lord and ask Him to help you as you go through that day. You're going to have sin to creep up in your life. You're going to have temptations to creep up in your life. That's why we have to ask Him daily. We have to daily deny ourselves and take up that cross and follow Him. And then in 2 Corinthians 4:16 it says, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day." And so remember that Jesus told Peter that he would deny him three times in John 13, verses 13 through 38. I won't take the time to read the scripture. But after that, after saying this, he would not. Peter did not deny, or Peter did deny Christ. After saying that he would never deny Christ, he did deny Christ, not only once, but three times, just as Jesus had prophesied in John 18. So this was a dishonest and evil thing that Peter did, and it hurt Jesus so much. But what hurt Jesus much more was the fact that Peter had never betrayed Him before, and until this point, he was real before God and man. But what Jesus did on the cross, all the agonizing pain and the deepest, darkest place that any human had been, was where He was because of our sin. He went to the cross. He bore our sin. And He did this on an old rugged cross. Not His own sin, because He was sinless, but for our sin. And we are forgiven because of what He did on the cross. I recently heard a preacher say that the cross was designed for suffering. And Peter was a disciple of Christ who loved Christ so very much, but God used Peter to prove that only God's grace is enough, no matter what you've done. Does that make you want to shout hallelujah? It sure does me. Maybe you don't understand why I'm so happy about my salvation, but it's because I had been convicted. And I was convicted from the Holy Spirit. And I realized that I was lost. And so after I realized that, I asked the Lord to save me. And then in Romans 3:23, it says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." We're all sinners. And then Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Another thought-provoking statement that another preacher said, was sin entered by a tree and sin was defeated on the tree. From the fruit that Adam and Eve partook of, sin immediately entered the world, as it says in Romans 5:12, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that we all have sinned. We're all sinners, and Jesus suffered on the cross for you and me. And some will not worry about that they're sinners because they don't truly know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. But according to the Word of God, we're born sinners, and it's through our faith and trust in Him that He does offer forgiveness to us as sinners. So that simply means that sin, our sin, is forgiven. And there's scripture on that as well that I won't take time to read. But Jesus took care of our sin on the cross. And once you admit and confess that you are a sinner, the next thing to believe is to believe that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross. And in that moment is when He saves you. He died to pay for our sin debt. And so just remember these things as you're thinking about your time of salvation. Remember that Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ the Lord." It's a gift that's freely offered that Jesus gives to us if we will in turn accept this gift. And so don't stop believing. When I think about trials and different things that we go through in our lives, it's easy to stop believing in the Lord when we're going through so much in our lives. And I think of the old 80s song from a group called Journey. It's not very Christ-like, but I think of the old song, "Don't Stop Believing." We can turn that around and use that towards the Lord ourselves when we're going through hardships in lives. Don't stop believing. Remember that God is not finished with you yet. There is something that another thing that I'm also constantly learning in my life is when I feel like He's given up on me, He proves in one way or another, time and time again, that He is God and He does love me. He has not given up on me. And so I'm thankful for His promises. In Romans 8:24-28, For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But we hope for what we see not. Then do we with patience wait for it. We have that hope in Jesus Christ. And we can, if we trust in Him, when we don't know what to say, when we're praying, the Lord makes intercessions, as it says, the Spirit itself maketh intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. The Lord knows what's on your heart and knows what you want to say, even if you cannot say it. So once you make the choice in Christ and you fully trust in Him, He will give you everlasting life, and your name will forever be recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. Each of us will have our names in that book if you've accepted Him as Lord and Savior. So my last question for you to reflect on today is, are you 100% for sure that if you were to die today that you would go to heaven because you have been born again by the blood of Jesus Christ? Have you done this? You decide what your ending is in your life. You can either go to heaven or you can go to hell. There's no in between, my friend. And so I thank you for taking time to listen to my testimony. Remember that no matter what you're going through, God is always there for you. He loves you through your brokenness in life. No matter what it may be, you can and will be used by Him. When it seems like you're all alone, remember that you're not alone in this life. It's my desire to share with you what the Lord places on my heart, and I pray that I continue to be a blessing to you. As I close this program for today, I want to say a special thank you to the Lifted Authors Radio Network for allowing me to be a part of this wonderful organization and this radio program. And I also want to say a special thank you to Kayla Paget and Tammy Pope for asking me to be involved in this program, and to my husband and my children for their constant love and support, and all of my family and friends that mean so much to me. Thank you so much for your love and support. And again, this has been a Better Broken broadcast. I am working on currently a Better Broken for ladies, and so I will be delivering some of that material once I'm through with that project. But remember to listen here every first and third Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am your host, Angie West. You can listen to my radio programs on my Facebook page, A Better Broken for Radio Broadcast. And if you're interested also in handmade resin jewelry that I do, you can take a look at that there as well. Or if you want to purchase any of my books, if you're interested in any of my books, you can find them on Amazon.com under author Angie West. Thank you so much for listening, and have a wonderful and blessed day.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Do whatever I could just to make you love me. I would even give story.
Hello, everyone, and happy Tuesday. Welcome to Speak Up Sis Talk Radio, the show where authors share their stories through their books to inspire you to speak up and share your own story. I'm your host, author Angel Charmaine, and today I've got a little treat for you all because I am the guest author today. That's right. I want to talk to you all about my amazing news. And since the last time we convened here together, I have actually published and released my third book. Yay! Round of applause for me. I have completed my third book, and the title of the book is When I Met Him. And so on today's show, I would like to just share a little bit of information with you all about this book. Let me tell you, God has been so good to me in giving me the words to say, to put on paper, to be able to share with you all bits and pieces of my story, to be able to help you all as you journey in your own life, to help inspire your life's story. And so this particular book is going to help you do just that, especially when it comes to your relationships with the opposite sex. Oh my goodness. So let me just back up just a little bit for you all, just to kind of help some people play catch up. For those of you who are not very familiar with me or my books or my platform, Speak Up Sis is my ministry, and it is safe space that God has given me to help people, especially women. But men, you know, men actually partake in the Speak Up Sis community as well. But it is safe space for women to acknowledge, to own, and to give voice to the reality of their lives so that they can give voice to the truth in their own unique way. At the core of Speak Up Sis is this understanding that authentic conversations help to build resiliency in people. It helps us to build that bounce back muscle. So when all of the storms of life, all the troubles of life start to, you know, beat down on us, when you are resilient, you're able to bounce back and to bounce back more quickly from the hard stuff of life. And so the foundation of the Speak Up Sis platform is in Revelations 12 and 11. For we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And so the Speak Up Sis platform was created from this idea that I share Jesus with people and I help people to share the word of their own testimony. I help people through the Speak Up Sis platform, whether it's this Speak Up Sis Talk Radio or the Speak Up Sis podcast, or whether it's Speak Up Sis with Angel Charmaine, the morning show for believers on Facebook Live, whatever Speak Up Sis platform it is space that God allows me to create to help you to share the word of your testimony, to help you overcome and to help other people overcome through the sharing of your story. So my very first book, Speak with Chic, One Woman, 10 Truths, was the beginning of this entire platform.
And the Holy Spirit gave me the words to write about my own life in that book. And every time I release a book, it is actually a book of liberation. When I release a book in my conversational narrative series, those things that are on the pages of that particular book are things that I have had to deal with. They are life issues, concerns, situations, people that I've met along the way that I've been holding on to that have impacted my life in some way, some positive, some not so positive, situations, all sorts of things, belief systems, ideas that I have to release in order to move to the next leg of my journey. So the very first book that I wrote, Speak with Chic, One Woman, 10 Truths, is all about me opening up my mouth and speaking with this boldness, this confidence, this assurance that I have in Jesus Christ, right? And it's this one woman, and I shared 10 truths that, you know, that I experienced in my own life in that book. And let me tell you, it was such a release. I talked about, you know, dealing with taking off the mask and learning to love myself with all of my imperfections. I talked about when I, you know, realized that I didn't love myself. I had fallen out of love with me. And I wrote about getting back to a place of realizing that I'm my own best friend. You know, in that book, I actually shared about what it feels like to be a mom, a single mom, and when you just have one of them days, right? So these are all bits and pieces of my story that I was able to release in the first book. My second book is a Bible study. It's called God, I've Got Questions. It's 10 Bible studies for women. And it's the companion to my first book, Speak with Chic. But this third book, it's the second book in my series. And so when I decided to write Speak with Chic, One Woman, 10 Truths, God told me that I would be writing a series. And I thought the series would be the Speak with Chic series, but that's not where God led me. It's actually standalone books that are written as a series. And so I call them my conversational narratives series. And what each book entails is 10 conversational narratives, right? Or 10 short stories that are written in a conversational style. And each book contains 10 of them. Each of the short stories could stand alone as, you know, as an essay by itself. But when they're all put together, it's like you're reading a, you know, a novella, a really short novel almost. But each of the stories are based on my real life experiences, real life situations. However, none of the conversations have anybody's name. There are no names. There are there are no, you know, specific characters. And the idea of the series is that the reader becomes the, and I heard this today, which I thought was so amazing. The reader becomes the protagonist. As you read each one of the stories in my books, in the series, you actually become the protagonist in that story. You see yourself. Oh my goodness. It's amazing how it happens. I've had hundreds of women to respond to me saying, Angel, I saw myself. When I saw myself in this story, I had to put the book down because I had to deal with my stuff when I saw it. And that's exactly what the books are supposed to do. The reader doesn't see the author. The reader doesn't see another character in the story. The reader sees him or herself in the conversation. And they have to deal with themselves when they see themselves. And so that's what the conversational narratives are about. And that's what they, you know, that's the purpose of the series. So the second book in the series, Speak With She, One Woman, Ten Truths, was the first book. The second book is When I Met Him, and I just released it on March 31st. Yay! I am having a virtual book release for When I Met Him that will take place this coming Friday. So listen, if you don't have anything else to do, you can check me out at Angel Charmaine on Facebook and join me as well as the Speak Up Sis community at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook Live on my Angel Charmaine fan page. You will have an opportunity to hear more about the book. There will be a question and answer portion of the virtual party where those who have already read the book can ask questions. Those who haven't read the book can ask questions. So it's going to be a really wonderful experience. So listen, if you're free this coming Friday at 3 p.m., join me as well as the Speak Up Sis community on my Facebook fan page, Angel Charmaine. So listen, this second book of the series, When I Met Him, there's so much that I could say about this, but what I want to share today, and I'm kind of giving Speak Up Sis Talk Radio a bit of an exclusive sneak peek before the virtual release party on this coming Friday, because I haven't really spoken much about the book on any other platform. So you all are getting just a bit of a sneak peek. So with this book, there are actually 10 men that you're going to meet. And these 10 men are all men that I have encountered at some part of my life's journey, from as a child all the way to adulthood and where I sit presently. So there are 10 men that I've encountered who have impacted my life in some way. Some have been positive. Some have been, you know, not so positive. Some have just been flat out, you know, terrible. And some have been amazing. But you're going to get to meet these 10 men. However, the beauty in my conversational narrative series is that you're not going to see me in these conversations. You're going to meet all 10 of those men. And I can almost guarantee you that you know at least one of them because you've met at least one of the 10, if not all of the 10, or maybe a few of the 10, or even a couple of the 10, but you've met at least one in your own life. And that's what my conversational narratives are designed to do, to help you see yourself. One of the readers, one reader of my books, she wrote very poignantly. I thought this is just so perfect. She said that my books are like self-help books that give you a mirror instead of the answers. I said, I could not have said that any more perfectly than that reader. That's exactly what all of my books do. They help you to see yourself. They help you to begin the process of healing. They help you to begin the process of acknowledging and embracing. And prayerfully, by the time you get to the end of the book, you are at the beginning of wanting to release, looking for a way to learn how to release your own story so that you can overcome, so that you can become victorious or walk in your victory, right? That's what these books are designed to do. So when I met him, like I said, you're going to meet 10 different men in the book, and they're going to span my life from childhood to the present. Each of the chapters in the book are actually entitled Man and a Number. So the numbers are not necessarily in any sort of ranking of worst to best or best to worst. Man, it's just the first man that you're going to meet. So each chapter is titled Man 1, Man 2, Man 3, through Man 10, and no particular order. And that helps to keep the stories about you, the reader, and not me. Another interesting fact about this new book, when I met him, as well as the first book of the series, there aren't any names. And I know you're probably thinking, that's kind of weird. How do you write a story where there are no names? Here again, the whole purpose of writing these stories is not for you to fall in love with this special fictional character, but for you to see you and for you to deal with you. And so when you meet man one in the book, if you have ever met him in your life, then you will give him a name because you have already met him. I don't need to name man one because you've already met man one, and man one already has a name for you in your life. You get it? Yeah, I think you got it. So I'm really, really, really excited to share when I met him with the Speak Up Sis community this coming Friday. But today, what I would like to do is share just a little bit of when I met him with you all. And so I figured I'd just give you the very beginning of the book. I'll give you the very beginning of Man One so that you can get just a little peek into what you can expect from when I met him. Are you ready? Go ahead and get yourself situated. I'm just going to give you just a peek into Man One. So here we go. This is an excerpt from When I Met Him by Angel Charmaine, and this is Man One. As I sit and watch television and listen to Ayanla scream, "Own your stuff," I can't help but reflect on my stuff. I chuckle a little to myself. At 30-something, as I sit on my salt brown sectional in the living room of my new home, I think about where my story began. I look at the professionally painted champagne-colored walls that hold my unprofessional paint and sip artwork, and a hardwood floor covered with area rugs from different countries I've traveled. If someone would have said, "One day, you're going to own a home, be a career woman, own your own business, get married, and have 4 amazing children," I would have said, "Shut up and stop lying, because I don't know nobody who come from where I come from and got all that except on TV." As I continue to sit and watch the people on this television show with these tumultuous lives and marvel at how well Ayanla attempts to fix their lives, I can't help but think about my own life. And almost immediately, the faces of men that have haunted me for years seem to be fighting each other to be first in line for the attention of my memory. It's odd that I can visualize all of their faces. I remember their names, their mannerisms, even some of their scents. But the one who started it all, I can't seem to see his face. I don't remember what he looked like. His eyes, nose, mouth, haircut, nothing. I have even wondered whether it was simply a figment of my imagination. As strange as it may seem, the one I can't remember inevitably introduced me to all the others I can't seem to forget. That is an excerpt from my new book entitled When I Met Him. And that was an excerpt from the very first conversational narrative in the book, Man One. I am so excited for you all to grab a copy of the book, to read it, and to feel all the feels. Let me tell you, there will be some pieces where you may cry a little bit. There may be some pieces where you get angry. There may be some pieces where, you know, you just feel all warm and fuzzy inside, like, oh, this book is going to bring about many different feelings. But I think when you finish reading it in its entirety, you will sit and pause and reflect on your own life and your own relationships that you've had with people of the opposite sex, whether you're a man reflecting on your relationships with a woman or whether you're a woman reflecting on relationships with a man. You will definitely see yourself at some point doing something, remembering some part of your own experience as you read this book. I'm so just excited to hear what other people had to say and to hear other people's experiences as they live them and remember them, reading my own experiences. One thing that the Lord showed me through the writing of these books is that we are all connected in some amazing divine way. We are not islands unto ourselves. We are not having a bunch of experiences that other people can't understand, that other people don't feel. All of our experiences are connected to other people in some kind of way. And there's nothing that any one of us has done. There's not an experience that any one person has had in his or her life that someone else has not already experienced. Yes, there are levels to experiences, you know. All of our experiences differ in some, you know, way because we are all different in some way. However, the core, the essence of the experience, I promise you, someone else has experienced too. Someone else has walked that path. Someone else has cried those types of tears. And I have seen that through my books, through people reading my books, you know, having women to come to me and say, "Angel, that was me. You're telling my story. You know, Angel, how did you, you know, were you in my mailbox reading my mail?" I've even had men to read my books and say, "I know you write these books for women, but I could relate." Listen, you all have to, you have to understand, right, that you're not in this world alone at all. You're not in this world alone. And someone else understands what you're going through. Someone understands what you've been through. Therefore, someone else has already walked that thing out. And so we can all learn from one another. We can all learn from each other's experiences and struggles and triumphs and victories, right? We can all learn from one another. And so my prayer is that my conversational narratives, these series of books that I release as I, you know, release these things from my heart, as I release these stories from my soul, as I find liberation and taking the stuff that's on the inside of me and putting it on the paper for other people to read, as I find freedom in writing, I pray that those people who are reading my writing will also find liberty in what they read. I want to share my freedom with other people who may not be free. My prayer is that my stories will give you permission to share the word of your own testimony. That's what Speak Up Sis is all about. That's what my conversational narratives are all about. That is what I want to contribute to this world as an author. I want to help people know that, one, they have a story to share. Two, they have permission to share it. And three, they can overcome by sharing it. That's my mission, y'all. That's what I'm out here in these streets trying to do. I'm trying to share freedom with people. And guess what? When you have freedom, it helps you to overcome depression and anxiety and sadness and fear, right? It helps you to combat shame, guilt, self-condemnation. When you take away the power from the enemy to blackmail you because of your past, when you take that power back by sharing your story on your terms and your own way, you take back the power that God has given you to overcome and to walk in victory. You do that with the blood of the Lamb and by sharing the word of your testimony. So listen, everybody, thank you for joining me today for Speak Up Sis Talk Radio. Thank you for allowing me to be my own guest author today, to share the word of my story through my own writing with you. Thank you for allowing me to share my new baby with you all, entitled When I Met Him. If you would like to read my new book, visit me at speakupsis.com. You can order a paperback copy, or you can order a digital copy in PDF format on speakupsis.com. Or you can go to amazon.com and you can order When I Met Him as a paperback, or you can order it as a Kindle ebook on amazon.com. You just type in When I Met Him and my name, Angel Charmaine, and you can order that way. I look forward to hearing all of your feedback, your comments, whatever you have to say. I'm looking forward to hearing it. So please join me here again on Speak Up Sis Talk Radio every first and third Tuesday of the month. Our next meeting, I will be introducing to you all a new author and allowing you to meet that author and sharing that author's work with you. So make sure you join us here every first and third Tuesday of the month at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you, Tammy Polk, CEO of Lifted Authors Radio Network, for hosting the Speak Up Sis Talk Radio Show. I appreciate you. And thank you, Kayla Padgett, for believing in Speak Up Sis Talk Radio and giving me the opportunity to have this space as well on Finding My Way Radio USA Worldwide. I appreciate you all. Thank you for listening today. Visit me at speakupsis.com or on Instagram at speak.up.sis or on Instagram at angel.charmaine, or you can find me on Facebook at Speak Up Sis Talk Radio. Thank you, everyone. Have a beautiful day, and I will see you next time on Speak Up Sis Talk Radio. I'm your host, inspirational conversationalist and author, Angel Charmaine. Bye.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.